Blog Talk Radio.
The Redneck. The Redneck. The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
Make way for the Redneck Cowboy. No bling, no ice, not a rhinestone cowboy. Not effeminate, no grinning or pouting. You wouldn't catch me dead on Brokeback Mountain. My first CD, yeah, came from out of nowhere. I was tired of hearing tumbleweeds on the air. They dumb hip-hop down, it doesn't matter why. I brought me a noose, just to hang them high. String them up, strung them up, their breath is long gone. White supremacist groups call my razor phone. The KKK named me official Grand Dragon. Cause I hang Negroes with they pants sagging. R.I.P. Eazy-E, here's the facts, listen. Sagging pants, that style started out in prison. Belly of the beast, if your pants would hang low, it meant you willingly would give up your butthole. Ask the OG who served some real hard time, and he'll validate the redneck's rhyme. I'm the sheriff and I came back for more. Some said I should make music for the club floors. If you can't move to this, it means you can't dance. You used to jumping up and down with a dumb chant. So you and you and you, exit stage right. If you got stanky legs, take a bath tonight, huh? The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
The Ballad of the Redneck Cowboy. The Ballad of the Redneck.
Redneck.
Racism. To dictate and control a mass of people. Blacks can't be racist. We don't have the power. But we can be bigots. And I'm a bigot. Cause I hate idiots. HJS. Still rolling.
Of the Redneck Cowboy. You know something? I get into that a little bit later. Ended up having a noose around my neck. Performance piece. I'm looking at a 216-242 phone number. I'll get back to you real shortly. I want to let you know, first of all, I'll read my disclaimers, and then, of course, I will go to the 216-242 phone number, followed by the 216-228 phone number. Like, this is always like a fast moving 1 hour. So, of course, welcome to none other than, hey, Al Porter, Man in the Streets. That's Al Porter, Man in the Streets, chapter 3, verse 9. That man is an acronym for, it's an abbreviation for, hey, it's an acronym, abbreviation for Music Activism News. And, of course, the phone number here for those who are looking online and have not dialed in yet is 646-478-0944. That's 646-478-0944 is the number. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones for any info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. I'm not sure how long. This is an hour-long program, but I promise you I'll do my best to listen. And disclaimer number three, press one to talk, but Blog Talk's worldwide and may give a false reading. So if I come to you and you don't wish to talk, stay silent, and you'll go back on hold, but we hope that you will talk. And if there's something that you want to say and you say, wow, I wish I spoke on it, that's all right. All you have to do is just, like, hang up and dial back. I should see that, put you back on, and you can, like, say what's on your mind. So with that being said, I will, before I even go to the 216-242 phone number, real quick, I'm going to give you the top 10 artists making noise in the street. Top 10, we'll start with number 10 and work our way to the top artist. We'll say number 10, Poison Ivy, had one of her greatest performances in her lifetime. It was at Tucker's Casino. More on that later. Number 9, AUG with the Hip Hop Workshop team. Number 8, KYYM, Kim. Number 7, Smooth Gotti, Universal Records and Death Row signed artist. Number 6, HJS Music. Sponsors the Hip Hop Workshop and give gift cards for callers on this particular program. Number 5, Suave Gotti with a GMS anthem. Number 4, 108 Vision alongside HJS Music on that particular track. Number 3, Black House Sounds. The Everyday video was released last week, and they did a great job at Tucker's. More on that later on. Number 2, Emacs, The Image, Varsity Music. Now, he was a guest and sang live on the Art McCoy radio show, which airs on Sundays at 5 to 7 p.m., WERE, 1490 a.m. That's NewsTalkCleveland.com. Number 1, 137 Shots, that Swish Bam remix featuring D-187. Now, this song was everywhere the past week. This song was originally done before the Swish Bam remix. It was done by, of course, Varsity Music itself. So having gotten that out of the way, this gives me a chance to go down here to that 216-242 phone number. What's going on out there?
Hey, what's going on, Al?
Oh, I'm doing well. What about you?
Oh, man, I ain't doing nothing. Just tuning in and seeing what's happening with you, man. That's about it.
Oh, man. I'm about to pull one of your moves, man, and make them mad at me.
And that's what's up. That's what's up. All right, well, shoot. Go ahead and do your thing, man. I'm just listening in.
Oh, no problem, but I can say one thing. It was an honor to have you make it down there to the Art McCoy University, the University of Common Sense. So it was a big blessing to have you down there. So I just wanted to put that out there and say that, man. It's good to see you making your rounds, man, for real.
That's what's happening. That's what's happening.
All right, then. With that being said, we'll get back to you in just a little while. I can always appreciate that because, see, Brother Emacs, he put it out there. He said, you know something? If I give you a piece of fish, that's cool, you'll eat. I'm going to teach you a little bit more about the business on certain things so that you'll be able to feed yourself. And that's a very important thing. So I got to give the shout-out to him for definitely doing that. I appreciate it. And with that being said, let's go to this 216-288 phone number. You're on live. What's going on with you out there?
Well, I'm tuning in because I'm sure that you're going to have something to say about the reenactment of, I would say, the 137 shots. And I'm waiting for it.
All right, then I'll tell you what I'll do. I will get into that very shortly, and while I'm going on to do that, I'll tell you what. I'll play a track, and then I guess I will have to make a mad in a little while. So I thank you for calling in and definitely tuning in, and I will get into the reenactment, and I'll tell you what, since you asked, I'll talk about a couple other things concerning that.
Thank you
so much. You're welcome. Well, it's just that easy. So for all the others who are online, I appreciate that, but feel free to use that phone number of 646-478-0944. And what I will do is, since, you know, I mentioned their name, I'm going to play something from Black House Sounds. We're going to take it out to the playground. Be right back with Al Porter, Man in the Streets.
Love to the lava room. Hey, welcome to my playground. My swag is so sick. Competition just break down like an all-star list. Welcome to my playground. My swag is so sick. Competition just break down like an all-star list. Welcome to my playground, my swag is so sick. Competition just break down like an all-star list. Welcome to my playground, my swag is so sick. Competition just break down like an all-star list.
Welcome to my playground, my swag is so sick. competition. Just break down like an all-star lyric. You can never win a race if your car's stalling. People look up to the sky, paper dollars falling. M-O-N-D-Y got me on a rat race again. 9.5, can round it off to 10. Motley, not a rookie card, I'm the grand opening. I'm kinda like a bitch, oh, it's Doberman. What's the money in the bag? You know it's over with. Competition don't know that half. Take a steady jump and shoot. If you knew what's best for you, you would park your upper lip. Motley got a marinating, now they popping off lids. Uptown, recognize the rhyme, time know what it is. I'm kinda like a dealer, hey, tennis steel. Yeah, Motley flows, you know they're limited. Yeah, Motley flows, you know they're limited.
Welcome to my playground, my swag is so sick. Competition this break down like an all-star list. Welcome, welcome to my playground. My swag is so sick. Competition just break down like an all-star list. Welcome to my playground. My swag is so sick. Competition just break down like an all-star list. Welcome, welcome to my playground. My swag is so sick. Competition just break down like an all-star list.
When the competition's hectic, it becomes complicated. If you don't live up to the hype, your whole career's faded. The swag I come with called Cleveland is not out but updated. So bye-bye, haters, cause my city been indicated. From thuggish, ruggish bone in the land of harmony to the boy Ray Cash from the C.O. When Ray Jr. came out, he held it down for EC. When Chip the Ripper got fitted, getting the mixtape money. Crooked label through the shade, cause the shine is sunny. So why you trying to take my dream like a corporate crony? Instead of giving up my bread, you giving up baloney. I need that cream in my life, ain't no time to be phony. Want me to trust you? Spare me, you ain't trustworthy. I need them dollar bills from Uncle Sam's tooth fairy. The public say choosy, from haters down to floozy. So back on up, cause you ain't about to be the one to screw me.
Welcome to my playground, my swag is so sick. Competition just break down like an all-star list. Welcome, welcome to my playground, my swag is so sick. Competition just break down like an all-star list. Welcome to my playground, my swag is so sick. Competition just break down like an all-star list. Welcome, welcome to my playground, my swag is so sick. Competition just break down like an all-star list.
You on your cardio, fan worth the laptop. Luigi the Mario, Molly got it mapped out. Class session, the rest of y'all can sit down. You took a step, well Molly about to take a mile. Hey, ain't that 40, ain't that cush that you pass around. 40 a pop selling tickets like the Greyhound. I'm the coach, I'm the host at the playhouse. You my property when you come in my playground.
When you think you on the prowl, I'll just sack in your rack. The public status you gon' get is a luxury tax. Instead of getting the payoff, you getting a big payback. Whatever you get the company on, why you ripping hot tracks? So why you think you looking good with a Bentley and Lex? Whatever success you get, they bound in to take it back. When they invest money in you, it's like investing in crack. If you invest in my rap, you need to give up my stack.
Welcome to my playground, my swag is so sick. Competition just break down like an all-star list. Welcome, welcome to my playground, my swag is so sick. Competition just break down like an all-star list. Welcome to my playground, my swag is so sick. Competition just break down like an all-star list. Welcome, welcome to my playground, my swag is so sick. Competition just break down like an all-star list.
And, of course, you are listening to Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Music, Activism, and News at 646-478-0944. Before we get into a couple of our main topics tonight, always have to give a little bit of information in every break that we can because this is a fast-moving hour. So before we get to the 216-799, you can also use the same phone number of 646-478-0944 for Hood Talk 2, which is Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That's national and international politics broke down to a local level. Of course, my man Emax and the edutainment table. And, of course, you can use that number of 646-478-0944 for Hood Tunes Radio Fridays and Saturdays starting at 8 p.m. That's Cleveland Standard Time. That's Music Business 101. I also want to let people know that this coming Saturday, Cleveland State University Black Studies Program Cleveland State University Black Studies program presents jazz at the Lincoln Center, especially Ellington Band Festival, featuring the Jazz Heritage Orchestra. That's this Saturday, March 15th, 5 p.m., Main Classroom Auditorium. That's this Saturday, March 15th, 5 p.m. It's the only type of fundraiser that you're allowed to do for the Black Studies Department, and that will be this coming Saturday. Admission, $20, but students and seniors, definitely that's $15. And, of course, if you wish to purchase tickets or what have you, you can do so at the door of the Main Classroom Building Auditorium at, of course, 1899 Euclid, or you can use the phone number of 216-704-5036 for that. And now let's go to 216-799. You've been very patient. How are you? And I'll take it that 216-799 called in to listen.
Hello.
And that. Hello. How are you? Hello.
I'm great. Hello.
How are you doing?
Everything's good. I'm enjoying it.
I'm enjoying everything.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
No, I can. Loud and clear. Go right ahead.
I said, I'm enjoying it. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing quite well. I'm doing quite well. As a matter of fact, it's an honor to have you call in. If you can let people know who you are.
My name is Devonice, and my last name is Bird. Devonice Bird.
And what is it that you do?
I sing. I'm a singer. Yes. And I was on your show Thursday.
Yes, you were. Yes, you were. And you sang live, and that's a beautiful thing. And then beforehand, you were able to sing, if I'm not mistaken, you also sang on the Art McCoy University of Common Sense as well.
Yes, I did, and I enjoyed that too. That was wonderful. Wonderful. I appreciate it.
Hey, we appreciate you. And if you can let us know, what do you have coming up and contact information and things like that, we'll appreciate it.
All right. I'll be at the Racino on April the 12th for their anniversary. I'll be doing a Patti LaBelle tribute. And then on the 19th, I will be in their slush bar with my band on April the 19th.
Okay. Now, that's nice. That's a beautiful thing. And how can people get into contact to get more information so that we can come down and join you?
Well, let's see. I'm on Facebook, and my email address is devonice@yahoo.com. And I'm also
okay.
on Twitter.
That's good. And I have to ask you one more question before I go to the next caller, and that is, knowing me, if we weren't, like, cool and everything like that, I would have butchered your name a while back. So if you can let people know the exact spelling of your name, we'll appreciate it.
Okay. D-E-B-A-N-E-I-S, as in Sam, E. D-E-B-A-N-E-I-S-E. @yahoo.com.
We appreciate you for that. And if you'll hold a line, I'm pretty sure that after the next phone call, we have a nice story that I'm sure that you'll appreciate, because in talking with you, it's good to know that you really do appreciate a lot of information, and you have a lot of information also. So there'll be some times you'll have to call in so we can pick your brain on some things.
Oh, that's wonderful. I would love that. And I'm going to hang on because I called to listen.
All right. Thank you so much.
And thank you. God bless.
God bless. As a matter of fact, this is the one part of the show that I hate to do. If you hold on to 216-240, but somebody just called in on my line. I guess they want to be, like, put on Front Street. So I want to send a big, did you have a nerve? Shout out to call my cell phone while I'm on the radio to my man Solomon Kane. You know, you know Solomon. You know when I'm on the air, so just call on to the radio station. So with that being said, Let me go over here to this 216-240 phone number, 216-240. What's going on with you, brother?
Blackout Sound in the building. What's up with Mr. Al Porter? How you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm doing well. You know, I just earlier we played the Playground from Black House Sounds.
Oh, wow. I am so proud that the music is still holding up. We have new music that will be coming. Last week we shot that video, and Mr. Porter was there with us through the whole time and day. And, you know, we ate down in Tower City, had a great time, and really was focused on entertainment. And I just want to tell people that you can go on YouTube, go to Face Off Films, type in Black House Sound every day, and you will see the video that just was posted last Thursday on YouTube. Other than that, I'm just excited about the show, Voice It Radio, and what you doing with your show, Mr. Porter. I really like the different things that you engage in, and you talk about to give us knowledge about the community.
I appreciate that very much. It means a whole lot. Trust me, it does. As a matter of fact, we do have a nice little story we're about to get into before playing the track. So is there anything else you'd like to say, my brother?
I just want to say all local artists in Cleveland, we need to get together. We need to, you know, get away from the barriers that, you know, hunting us to talk to each other and engage to each other and start things with each other and really do real music and come together as a solid unit like L.A., New York, and down south did. And once we start doing that, we can take it to the next level. I know Voice It Rap was doing it. I know Al Porter is doing it. I know Black on Black Crime is doing it, and other groups, so on. They doing it, but the people, as in everybody that's walking around and have talents, they need to get off theyself and get with a plan and get with folks. So that's all I have to say.
Man, that's a strong comment, and we thank you so much, and I appreciate you. A couple of other stories, we'll be talking about some things that, you know, Black House Sounds was involved in, so I appreciate you. If you hold a line, I promise you we'll get into one of those nice stories for you.
Yes, sir. Black House Sound.
All right. As a matter of fact, that 216-855 phone number, I will get to you in about, just give me a couple of minutes to deal with something. Of course, you're listening to Man in the Streets, that's music, activism, and news. Need to give you the news part. And, of course, the number here is, of course, that 646-478-0944. So with that being said, last Wednesday and Thursday, new Cleveland Police Chief Calvin Williams unveiled a new pursuit policy that limits when and how officers can pursue suspects' vehicles. Now, the changes come 15 months after 60 cop cars were in a deadly chase. Now, officers cannot chase a fleeing vehicle unless the suspect is accused of committing a violent felony or driving intoxicated. That's a major part in that. Now, later after the public statement was made, last Thursday, a pre-planned rally was held at Heritage Park, which consisted of Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Oppressed People's Nation, Revolution Books, Melissa Williams' family, and other victims of police brutality. Now, the rally was called into Art McCoy's radio show last Sunday by, of course, Kathy Coleman, who asked Art McCoy to be one of the leaders. Now, lesson number one, people power does work, because once this was announced, that's right, the Sunday before yesterday, policies and procedures were changed within 3 days later by the city of Cleveland. In Cuyahoga County, Prosecutor McGinty announced there would be a reenactment of the chase and shooting, which did happen the past Saturday. Now, side note, Art McCoy made the statement about not being satisfied with the new police chief and the mayor's new pursuit policy, because this will be the third policy underneath the Jackson administration. Now, unfortunately, March the 1st, 2002, and May the 7th, 2007, is when Mayor Jackson and former Police Chief McGrath instituted policies and procedures that the Cleveland Police Department still ignored in 2012, November 29th. Now, the press release said that last Thursday's vigil would be held at Lee and Terrace on the corner. Now, the OPN flyer that they put out said in front of Heritage Middle School, 14410 Terrace Road. Now, there were a lot of media and family and others who went to Heritage as Normal alongside OPN. Now, McCoy, myself, Sister Coleman, we arrived almost at 5, so there was no attempt at, like, stepping on toes. And although a lot of people spoke on McGinty moving slow, Art needed to remind people to not give black mayors or police chiefs an easy out based on color. Now, lesson number 2. If you have all media, TV, news, and print, please do not attack fellow organizers and activists because the police union and the city is organized and unified. But they figured we can't stand together. So it was embarrassing that after BBCI founder, Black on Black Crime Incorporated's founder, Art McCoy, spoke on failed policies and procedures, another activist yelled at him and jumped on him for working on a campaign for Ken Lancey. And that campaign, of course, was the same one that tried to unseat Frank Jackson. Now, as a matter of fact, the so-called activist reporter didn't mention that Ken Lancey brought ads in their newspaper of ClevelandUrbanNews.com. Now, last Saturday morning, I was already tired from the OPN Gang of Roses concert the night before. I had to head out to Cuyahoga County Prosecutor's Tim McGinney's recreation of 137 Shots of Travesty. Now, Black on Black Crime Incorporated and Shayna B., who is alongside others, we just wanted to see this followed through. Now, Cleveland Police Union President Jeff Homer said to the media, "We don't need to keep reenacting this. It's all about officers' perception. And this reenactment doesn't help anything." But fortunately, on Fox 8 News, I stated that families and others in the community can't begin to rest and focus until this is dealt with. It should have been dealt with in a very fast, expedient manner. As a matter of fact, you just have to put it like this. We were glad it's happening now. I was also fortunate that on Channel 3's news station, that when you have to wait so long, does justice really work for the rest of us? Now, on Newsnet 5, I was fortunate to say and take into account that on November 29, 2012, was when the murders happened. And since then, major things have happened with Ariel Castro, Acevedo Elias. Those trials, think about it, Acevedo, those trials went fast. Justice was given, and families of those victims were allowed time to go on with their lives. But think about it. The Ariel Castro, Elias Acevedo trials went fast. But when you look at November 29th, the families and the people in the city are still in limbo as communities. And we're wondering when that type of justice will come for us. Now, Art McCoy did state that McGinty made the right call because this is not a waste of time. So, you know, Al Porter, Man in the Streets, also remember something. I'm blessed because I'm also fortunate to be vice president of Black on Black Crime Incorporated. That's a big blessing in itself. Now, for the rest of this, I can let people know you can check out the Facebook page for Alfred Porter Jr. And see some of the things that's going on. But earlier, as I stated, the same self-proclaimed black activist and journalist, for you to attack somebody on the front lines is one thing, but when you're late to a rally that you helped plan, then you can't be upset when other people go on and start at a place that they're used to being. Case in point, if Kathy Rae Coleman, you know, Art McCoy, Al Porter show up at the same time, then it's reprehensible that the Cleveland Urban News journalist and so-called activist, Ms. Coleman, would get out there and make statements and say online and other places that community activist Art McCoy's slickness for Channel 5's article has become a distraction tool for the media, himself, and the law, and that Art McCoy has ignorance in this matter. especially when she had no idea of the other policies and procedures that have been put into place. At least if you're going to talk loud, have facts. So let that be a lesson to everybody out there. Whatever it is that you plan on doing, please bring out, use facts for what you're doing, and go further ahead. On that note, I'm going to check out, yeah, one of those, like, long-distance area code numbers. So I'm going to 786-488. That's 786-488. You're on live, and what's on your mind is fine evening.
Good evening, everyone. This is Christian Clark representing Network for Neighborhood Success and the Neighborhood Voice. This is your weekly sports report, The Pulse. In the NBA, the Cavs seem to be in some sort of slump, losing recent games to the Knicks, San Antonio Spurs, and the Charlotte Bobcats. The Cavs needed to win at least two of those three games to still be hopeful for a playoff spot. There is still hope, but there is less than 20 games left, and they need to go on a run and win at least 14 out of the 20 remaining games. But to add on to all this madness, there has been bad news for the Cavs. The Cavs' explosive big man, Anthony Bennett, will miss a minimum of three weeks with a strained left knee. I know people are wondering and saying he wasn't even an asset to the team, but I will reassure you and tell you that he is a 20-point, 10-rebound guy walking. Now, in the NFL, the Browns' free agent T.J. Ward has drawn interest from 11 different teams, and the Cleveland Browns, thankfully, are still in the mix. We need to sign him for the Cleveland Browns to have any chance for a playoff run this upcoming NFL season. The Pro Football Focus website ranked him the third-ranked safety. Yes, I said third out of the whole NFL. And another free agent that we must sign again is our center, Alex Mack. He is a valued asset to the Cleveland Browns front line. If those two players get signed, they will have a great chance, at making the playoffs. This has been your weekly sports report, The Pulse. Now, back to Al Porter, the man in the streets.
I appreciate you because you put me up on a lot of sports that I might not even be aware of. I did not even realize how many offers that was coming, especially for our Browns player, and you made a good point about definitely us going on and signing that player fast. I'm wondering, though, what is your take on, are there any, like, major hot teams or maybe a sleeper team or somebody that you like going into, we'll say, the basketball run for the playoffs?
Do you mean an NCAA or the NBA?
We'll go with the NBA.
Oh, well, in the NBA, you always have OKC. I mean, Indiana Pacers are on some sort of slump, but they're still in the mix. Miami Heat, you know, they have LeBron and those boys down there. But really, I think the sleeper, just because of their seed, and I think they have a little something to prove, and nobody's even heard of them, is the Chicago Bulls and the Washington Wizards. And also the Portland Trailblazers. Those are my sleeper teams.
Okay. I appreciate you for that.
Thanks.
And
I appreciate you as well.
Thank you so much for that phone call. As a matter of fact, at least that put me up on it. I was watching when the Bulls came from 12 down in the fourth quarter and just blew out the Heat yesterday. I was like, wow. I'm looking at that 216-355. 216-355. What's on your mind?
How you doing, Mr. Porter?
I am doing very well. What about you?
Great, thank you. This is Adrian. Just want to give a special shout-out to Black on Black Crime as well as Black House Sound. And I want to comment on your last caller's, you know, high thoughts. All strategical interests in life come upon us. Unification is everything. You know, when you get a group together that's ideally come into a common interest, then all things can come. So I want to get back to the political issues that you addressed earlier. With politicians, the thing that gets them over is the unification. If we can just all be unified as one, then the results can also come. So as far as the politicians and this reenactment of the 137 shots, if we just continue to be activists in this, then you never know the ending result. Because, see, you can reenact anything, but the first impression is the best impression. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
The first thing you hear is the first thing you believe. But if you all come together unified and say, hey, this is not what's really happening, but this is what's happening, and we're going to tell you this as a group and a team, then it can be believed, and it can be pursued, whatever it is that needs to be pursued. So I just want to say African-Americans, and not just stereotypically, I'm talking about African-Americans, I'm talking about all that is in the same belief. If we just stay unified, then the ending results, I'm sure, will be granted through the grace of God.
Hey, I can appreciate that, and thank you for calling in.
You're very welcome. And you have a great night.
You too. You definitely have a blessed one. And if you hold on, I have some Black House Sounds, a little bit more Black House Sounds news for you. And before we get into that, I'm going to play a particular song that fits right in with what we just talked about. We'll come back, give you some more Black House Sounds.
Black on Black.
Black on Black.
OPN.
OPN.
Wish fam. They were gonna be let off the hook.
Rest in peace, Tim Russell, Melissa Williams, casualties in organized cop killings, 12 Caucasians and a Zimmerman. I'm in a Latino. Sorry, man, black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with them. Black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along. Black cops are about to get mad. Cause you work right along with the Klan.
Uh-huh.
Black Shield, black police, the officers. Why y'all ain't condemn racist cops?
Why?
Cause a black cop will shoot us down on sight.
Yeah.
So they do the job of racist whites. Police Patrolmen's Association try to inflame this hot situation. Union President is Jeffrey Fulmer. Paul Redneck has a way with words. He said the cops did a good job for real. He's right, they did a good job killing.
Yeah.
General Donna Brown, she broke it down. Demanded apologies from the clown. Then Reverend Twan jumped in it quick. Accused the union of talking reckless. How can I break it down? Put it in a rhyme. Cause I was there, huh? On the front line. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Here's the reason police keep killing us. We're too busy keeping our mouths shut. Let's tell the truth what this is. Murder, massacre, modern day lynching. Our life doesn't mean nothing, man. Gunned down over mufflers in a pop can. 25 minute chase through two cities like they were hunting blacks in slavery. Cleveland cops, those cowards ain't right.
Nope.
They wouldn't chase nobody through Pepper Pike. Since police roll like beasts in the Cleveland streets, they bum-rushed Heritage Park in E.C. 137 shots for 13 cops. No gun or shell casings on the spot.
Nope.
The mindset, the example starts at the top. Let's see how Frankie Boy dealt with the cops. Mayor Jackson, his quote about the killing. We need to care about the cops' feelings.
What?
Hold it, Frank, wanna start a riot? So Art McCoy looked the mayor eye to eye to represent the people and make it clear. You don't solve it, 013, you out of here. Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
Hey, 137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
Hey, 137 from 13 Crooked Cops.
World we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in Touche. This world we living in is too crazy. They'd rather see us dead or locked up in prison. The system, Touche. Still I'm a job, I've
been abused lately. You hear about police brutality all the time on the news daily. You think it's rape, take another look. Cause all the pigs in my city just look at me as another crook. No ship runs, there's no such thing. But had dreams that I had to shoot one to run up on me. Trick a happy crooked cops, what's the reason? 137 shots in East Cleveland. Two people dead on all top, family grieving. It's spread like the plague, it won't stop this season. No treason can stop the protest. We marching this evening, steady out for justice. The clutch fist in the air, black power. The first pigs ever did, the fat cowards.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 30 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 30 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 30 Crooked Cop.
Yeah, and it don't stop.
137 from 30 Crooked Cop.
Where's the beef?
Where's the beef?
And before I get to that 813-884 phone number, that 813 area code 884 phone number, wow, this is like fast talk because this is a fast-moving hour. But, of course, that last track, that was the remix to 137 Shots. It was, of course, Switch Fam remix, D187, featured myself. But Black House Sounds, you'll hear their name shortly because the past Friday night, Gang of Roses concert at Tucker's Casino, where you had Indica Spitz, she hosted the affair, co-host King Swisher, Honey Kapow, Summer, and the headline Poison Ivy. She promised to give and talked about, you know, that show during her last regional, and that would be her last regional performance. But not only did she have bottles of champagne and single roses were given out to the ladies on her behalf. She used smoke machines, different spotlights, and it's not to call out any names of any other performers, but if you are, like, if you see a performance that nice as Ivy's or anyone else, if you are a performer and you show up, like, late for your performance and or your show is not going to measure up, then maybe, just maybe, this is some advice, feel free to sit out until the next show. Because as good as my performance ended up, I would have had to think twice about performing behind the headliner. And that's one reason why I performed, why I showed up on time. Now, other performers included The Shark, Keys and Dope from Columbus, Will the General, Slow Burner. It was also Chris and Murder Man. But I want to let people know, Oppressed People Nation shows, anything that they bring in, it goes to their community programs. So it was nice for my guests, the ones that, you know, personally brought in, Mom and Pop Hip Hop, Kid Fresco, Pastor Twan, Donald Walker Brown, Pete Paragon from SOTC, WCSB.org. Now, he has a radio show on from 89.3 FM Monday nights, 1 a.m., DJ Dollar Rock of the Hip Hop Workshop, Kent Staff, and it was nice to have Black House Sounds open up for me and perform their hit every day. And I also brought Mama Porter and a lot of my guests dinner that was being served there as I performed the single 137. And it was a blessing. Then again, a lot of good that did me since I ended up being handcuffed and arrested by the popo after that track. But still, it was nice that Mom and Pop Hip Hop and others who were there. If you want to check out videos of how that performance went, you can go to Laura Aquila and also Oppressed People's Nation. They both have different videos of that performance. Special shout out to my man Sean Niggy Niggy Knock. And I want to check out real quick what's going on with this area code 813-884 phone number. What's happening?
Hey, what it do, man? It's your boy D Gambit. What's up, y'all?
Man, saw the video and I appreciated the video. I really did,
man.
What's going on with you, brother?
Hey, man, I had to do that, man. I just was checking out the 137 Shots, man. And for anybody listening, man, I know he just told y'all the different YouTube pages and everything that he got it on, but. Yo, man, we still rocking, man. You know I'm still riding with my man Al Porter. And since I did the other two videos for you, if y'all didn't know, if you go to D.A. Gambit YouTube, Sheriff Kilroy's videos show up also. So that's another place y'all go check out that 137 shot. Somebody sent me the performance and everything. I was loving it.
I appreciate that, brother. It's so important to have something to say like yourself, especially when you had a title of something that was called Real Talk.
Real Talk, man. And it's still doing good, man. They still own it, man. I got the new one coming out, Destroy and Rebuild. I'm down here in Tampa, Florida right now, you know what I'm saying, connecting my dots. But, you know what I'm saying, it's still Cleveland all day. I ain't depart. I just expanded. We know me and you talked about that before I left.
Yes, indeed. As a matter of fact, the one thing that I respect you on is you spent years building up your foundation here instead of just running up and leaving. Why was it so important for you to build that base here before you could expand out?
That's a good question, man. I'm glad you asked me that, man. And for everybody that's listening, man, I actually had many opportunities to leave before that. But see, the thing about it is all y'all rappers out there, I don't care where y'all from. I don't care how you feel about where you're from or your opportunities or whatnot or whatever. Don't none of that matter. If you from a city and you could go and leave and go wherever you want to go, but if your city don't respect you, you go to New York, they ain't going to respect you because they're going to be like, oh, you from Cleveland? And then they go to Cleveland, and then people in Cleveland don't even know who you is. They ain't even going to respect you because they're going to be like, oh, your own city don't rock with you. You know what I'm saying? If they can't call up the Al Porters and the Suave Gottis and the, you know what I'm saying, I could just go on and on and on. And they just going to be like, well, who rocking with you? I see you got my man D187 on the track. Shout to D187. That's my fam. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Swish fam. I'm looking for Napole, man. Whoever listening, man, y'all find that nigga Napole. We got this hot track, you know what I'm saying, on my new CD coming out. Victory,
okay.
You know what I'm saying? Find him, man. That's my dude, man. I need to connect with him, man. But, yeah, man, I'm just traveling, man. I'm trying to get it going, man. I got a show down here in Miami on the 26th of June, and I'm just building, man, and paying attention to what's going on in the land and just, you know what I'm saying? Hey, just keeping it moving, man. Shout out to the fans, man. It's growing a lot, man.
Congratulations. It's interesting that you would say that because real quick, I had mentioned some of the discussion that Napole had done a while back, and it was a nice discussion, too, on how last week we talked about zombies and how hip-hop was being destroyed and everything like that way back in July 25th, 2012. And the reason that I say that is because now I have to post up again that we got more folks looking for this cat. So I appreciate you for calling in, and we're going to put out a buzz and look for my brother.
Yeah, get him on the line, man. Get to see what's up, man. That's my man. You know what I'm saying? We got work to do. We got this hot single. We ain't even got to do the video for it and all that, man.
Cool. And what is the contact info on you, and how can people find you?
Oh, yeah, man. On Twitter, y'all can hit me up, The Real Gambit on Twitter. Facebook is the same as The Gambit. Make sure you go to my YouTube, D8 Gambit. I'm putting a video up there every single day. I'm going to be putting a video up there. And, yeah, man, just keeping it pushing. And if real quick, for any artists that need any advertising, promotion, flyers, posters, videos, whatever, holler at me, area code 813-884-9029. And for all my people that's still up there in the land, the cell number still got the 440 number, 429-9495, either one of those numbers, man, D-Cabot.
All right, man, and if something happens and you drop back through town on the second Saturday in April, well, that's when we'll have our hip-hop workshop. But if you're not here, man, you know you are a test phone caller tonight, which puts it in a very interesting way because we've had HJS Music, and he's been giving out, like, $10 Subway cards and all of that. Looking at your extenuate situations, if you're not here for that, and you have to send somebody in your place from the Cleveland area, just let me know, and we'll look out for them, as long as they show up to the hip-hop workshop.
Hell yeah, man, definitely, man. You know all my people. I got thousands of people still out there, man, like yourself and all the rest of there. I just want to say again, thanks, everybody, for supporting me, man. Y'all know I'll be back through there on the regular. But real quick, the last thing I want to say, man, I ain't going to take up too much time. Any artist, man, this is one of the major reasons I want to point this out right now that I made this move. Any of my artists, any of my peoples out there in Cleveland that want to get y'all stuff out there a little bit further, man, I'm down south down here right now, man. Send me your stuff, man. D8 Gambit. You know what I'm saying? Send it to me on the YouTube or hit me up on Twitter. We'll get it out here, man. I'm right by Atlanta. I'm right by Miami. And, hey, man, let's get it.
All right, then. We appreciate you very much, man. You have a good one, my brother.
One, for sure. AP, my man.
All right, then, and feel free to hold that line. For real, that was my man in all of this. He videotaped a couple of things back in the day, like the first video that was done of The Revolution Would Not Be Webcast, as well as Once by Land, Twice by Sea. Before we get into anything else, I want to let people know, should they choose, feel free to come down and check us out, Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Our meetings are on Wednesdays from 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. And we meet at 14660 Euclid Avenue and Lee Road intersection. And it's at the McCall's first floor meeting room. So that's just something I wanted to throw out to people real quick. What I'll do is I'll be right back shortly. We're getting ready to get into something before we get into a couple of other informational things that's going on out here. We'll give you this particular track.
Yeah. It's more than a talent show. It's a learning experience. It's Black on Black Crime Hip Hop Workshop, where you can be mean but keep it clean. It's the only hip hop show that has radio DJs, politicians, newspaper reporters, out of town guests, independent celebrities, and sound advice. This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1 featuring Sound Solid Entertainment DJ Dollar Rock, United North member Squawk Gotti, and Monolithic representative, the Sheriff. Yeah. This is AUG, Always Underground Game. Got the new CD coming out. Underground Levels of Game. Make sure you check for it very soon. Check out www.myspace.com. Always Underground Game. Yeah, yeah.
This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. Yeah. This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. This is the Hip Hop Workshop Live Freestyle Mix Volume 1. Yeah.
And as a matter of fact, while I'm looking at this, I just want to let people know, if you want to reach me on certain other topics or what have you, yes, I'm on Facebook, shameless plug of course, Alfred Porter Jr., that's JR with a period. But anyway, I just want to let people know that there are certain things that's coming up that I'll be a part of, and this is very important should you want to be in this, in the city of Cleveland. A lot of people take certain things for granted. Well, you shouldn't if you're in another township and you can speak, because as of right now, in the city of Cleveland, you cannot speak at city council meetings. So even if you had, let's say, 70 or 80 people who came through, there's a reason why we had to stand in silence at a couple of meetings. You can't go there and speak on 137 shots. You cannot come in and speak on certain other thing about crime and red light cameras or anything like that. So we have a petition. We plan on getting 5,000 signatures. We'll be hitting the streets. Notice I didn't say I. I said we'll be hitting the streets, and we are looking for help in filling that out. And it's a very, very important thing, because we need to start building up and being able to speak, because we pay our taxes in this city. As a matter of fact, we're not even able to speak about the proposed sin tax, where sports owners, billionaires, and what have you will be able to earn more of our tax dollars to fix up their stadiums. So that is a very, very important issue right now that we need to deal with. If you want to get out there on the streets, do some things, and take care of your own business, you can, you know, reach me on Facebook, but you can also hit me up at 216-704-5036, 216-704-5036. 216-704-5036. At least wait until the show is over. Thank you. That way we can get out there, take care of some definite real business. Should you want to reach me, well, this is Blog Talk Radio right now, but on Thursdays from 3 to 4 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, voiceitradio.com. It's the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show. It airs on Thursdays, and you can lend us your ears on top of that one. And that's every Thursday. And also, you can go to Blog Talk Radio, type in Bored and Restless Radio. Feel free to mention us. They will definitely appreciate that. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at a number that just popped up, so we probably need to take care of that real quick, noting that we don't have much time here. This time usually goes fast, so I'm going to that 678-334 phone number. What's going on with you this fine evening? 678-334? I always appreciate when people do call in to listen. That's a blessing in itself. So I'll tell you what I will take the time to do, because I'm fortunate I can do that part right now. I'm going to play one track, Hometown, from Connie Sun. Come back.
I don't want to bring war, because I'd rather make peace. Because that peace only comes when the shot you release that. And it's hard to survive in the belly of the beast, but I march. B-L-E-V-E-L-A-N-D. Look, this here my hometown. I run this bitch 10 toes down. Real niggas grit grind nose down. Catch a nigga stacking up a whole pound. The kid that murder rate never calming down. Feds, a lot of niggas slowing down. Know what that mean when the bitch is around. Snitch nigga told on the whole town. But don't let one nigga fuck up the city. A lot of niggas really wanna fuck with the city, but nobody ever really fuck with the city. Cause a lot of niggas fucking up the trust in the city. The bitches setting niggas up, get a nigga stuck. Innocent bastards that boss get struck by shots from security guards. If you feel me, nod. If you don't, then I don't give a fuck. But I love the land. My city ain't sweet when it come to fans. If you was from here, you would understand. A lot of these niggas ain't honest men. Now every street nigga ain't a rapper. Every rapper ain't a street nigga. If he can't eat with you, he gon' beef with you. If he want 23, she'll sleep with you. One time for my niggas drinking cheap liquor, I'ma hold it down. I'm on the rap reel to control the sound. Right out the backfield, now I'm touching down. You know that back end when I roll around, the shit over now. The flow colder now, you know I'm known to clown. On every track I'm round until I hold the crown. Bitch, I'm gon' pound every song I'm on. I bet motherfuckers feel this from my. I don't wanna bring war, cause I'd rather make peace. But that peace only comes when the shot you release, look. And it's hard to survive in the belly of the beast, but I march. Rep, C-L-E-V-E-L-A-N-D. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
I like that song because it was so quick and to the point. Before I leave you with another point, I want to give a fast announcement for, of course, Mom and Pop Hip Hop Productions Promotions presents Kicking It with Cleveland's Hip Hop OG Style, TLC, Beat Effect, Al Porter, Swab, Gotti, Stone the Butcher, Eric Wilson, Riff Raff, J. Cool, OC, Osage, The Wildebeest, The Chosen Few Band, and DJ Jack the Ripper. 9 p.m. until that Saturday, March the 22nd, at the Kesmer Square Party Center, 3224 East 93rd Street, Cleveland, Ohio. Tickets are 12, but at the door it's 15. I happen to have tickets on me. Fun, food, music, more. Before I play the song from Kim, a very spiritual record, I just want to say that if you're talking about doing certain things, I hope that you all take into consideration that the main thing that I talked about very briefly was getting out here instead of complaining about the fact that you can't speak at the Cleveland City Council meetings. I plan on getting off my behind, getting signatures, put it on the ballot, pass it. And also, instead of talking about, well, the 137 shots shouldn't have been here and there, yes, we're working alongside people who are planning on doing things to change charters. We're also standing out there in the streets, and we're showing support for each other. So if you're going to just do something, then do it. It's easier to walk the walk rather than just talk the talk and pretend like you're walking. So on that type of thing, I'm sending out this next track. Sister Kim, peace. What you gonna do? Thank you all.
What you gonna do?
With my love.